Solar electric systems, also known as photovoltaic, PV systems for short, convert sunlight into electricity. Okay, you already knew that. Solar cells are the basic building blocks of a PV system. They are made out of semiconductor materials. When sunlight is absorbed by these materials, the solar energy knocks electrons loose from their atoms. This phenomenon is called the photoelectric effect. These free electrons then travel into a circuit built into the solar cell to form an electrical current. Only sunlight of a certain wavelength will work efficiently to create electricity. PV systems can still produce electricity on cloudy days, but not as much as on a sunny day. The basic PV, or solar cell, typically produces only a small amount of power. To produce more power, more solar cells can be interconnected to form modules. PV modules range in output from 10 to 300 watts. If more power is needed, several modules can be installed together on a building or at ground level in a rack to form a PV array. If more power is needed, several modules can be installed together on a building or on a ground level in a rack to form a PV array. PV arrays can be mounted at a fixed angle facing south, or they can be mounted on a tracking device that follows the sun, allowing them to capture the most sunlight over the course of the day. Because of their modularity, PV systems can be designed to meet any electrical requirement, no matter how large or small. You can connect them to an electric distribution system, or what is known as grid-connected or grid-tie system, or they can stand alone, as in an off-grid system. A typical PV system consists of these components: solar cells, modules or panels, which consist of solar cells, and arrays, which consist of modules. You'll also need other parts to make your system work. These are called balance of system parts. A typical small solar electric system usually includes the following balance of system components: mounting rack and hardware for panels, wiring for electrical connections, power conditioning equipment such as an inverter, batteries for electrical storage, although these can be optional, a standby electrical generator, also optional. A PV system can be standalone or an off-grid system, or connected or tied to the utility grid. If tied to the utility grid, it will have these components: one or more PV modules which are connected to an inverter. The inverter converts the system's direct current, DC, electricity to alternating current, AC. Batteries to provide energy storage or backup power in case of a power interruption or an outage on the grid. AC electricity is compatible with the energy grid. It powers our lights, appliances, computers, and televisions. What is net metering? Net metering is a billing mechanism that credits solar energy system owners for the electricity they add to the grid. For example, if a residential customer has a PV system on the home's rooftop, it may generate more electricity than the home uses during daylight hours. If the home is net metered, the electricity meter will run backwards to provide a credit against what electricity is consumed at night or other periods where the home's electricity use exceeds the system's output. Customers are only billed for their net energy use. On average, only 20 to 40% of the solar energy system output ever goes into the grid.